We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Lamed Zayin. We're getting close to the completion of this halacha. Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak a little bit more now regarding the topic of Chanukah, which we had touched on earlier before, and then a little bit more about the story, clarifying certain elements in the story that need clarification. Nachzor l'inyoneinu. Let's go back to our topic. She'ikar hu Hashem. That the main thing is the name of Hashem. Ve'ikar habriya hoiso laman shmoi yisborach kanal. And the main purpose of creation was for Hashem's name, which means for Hashem's honor. Kedei legalois shmoi yisborach bo'ilam. To publicize and glorify Hashem's name in the world. Ve'ikar, now Rav Nosson Zal introduces a new, most important element to this. Ve'ikar, his galus shmoi, hu al yedei ha-Torah, shenosan lono Moshe Rabbeinu. The main revelation of Hashem's name and honor is through the Torah, which was given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki oiraiso shmo de kutche b'richu. Because the Zohar HaKadosh refers to the Torah as the name or the names of Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal show how hundreds or maybe thousands of words in the Torah that we wouldn't imagine are actually different names of Hashem and different forms of names of Hashem. So the Torah is referred to as Shmo Dekutche Berichu. Ve'einonu yecholim leida mishmo yisborach. And we can't really know anything or understand anything about Hashem's names other than through the Torah and mitzvos. Kishonu mekaimim oison bepshitus kasher tzivonu al yedei Moshe avdoi. When we fulfill the mitzvos of the Torah as they were transmitted to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, that makes it possible for us to have an understanding in the names of Hashem. Ki al yedei yetzias Mitzrayim umatan Torah, oz nizgale elokusi yisborach boilam. Because it was only when the Jews left Egypt and the Torah was given to us, that's when Hashem really started to be revealed into the world. V'nisparsim shmoi l'chol boi oilam. And his name became known and recognized by all inhabitants of the world. As the Pasuk says in Nehemiah chapter 9, which we mention every morning in Shacharis, Vatas l'choshem kahayoyim hazeh. This is at Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem, you made for yourself a name like today. And as the Torah says in Chumishmos chapter 9, when it's speaking about all the miracles that took place in Egypt that were part of the process of taking the Jews out of Egypt, Hashem says, the reason why I'm doing all of this is Leman Saper Shemi Bechol Horetz, so that my name will be spoken about and will be known throughout the world. Umalchus Yovon Horisho Omdo Al Yisrael Lahashkichom Toirosoi. Whereas the kingdom of the Greeks rose up against the Jewish people to try to get us to forget the Torah. Ulahaviram al chukei ritzoinoi, and to try to get us to go against the commandments of Hashem. Lahalim shmo yisborach chas v'shalom en hoylam, and thereby hide Hashem's name from the world. Ki heim rotzula hisgaber rak al Hashem levad daika, because they weren't looking to murder the Jews, to physically annihilate us. They simply wanted to overcome the name of Hashem, which is Shehu HaTorah, Shehu Shmo Dekutche Berichu, which is the Torah, which is the name of Hashem. Ki Ho Iker Hu Hashem Kanal. Because the most important thing is the name. And here I want to mention something that most of us are aware of, but just again to sharpen it a little bit. We mentioned before that when we talk about the name, we're referring to the Kavoid. The name is the respect of a person. When we talk about a family that has a good name, it means they're respected. A family that has bad name means they're not respected. So that the name goes together with kavod, number one, which goes together with malchus. when we speak about kavod in Judaism, there are different levels of kavod. There's kibud, kavod for parents, for a rabbi. The highest level of kavod in Judaism is the kavod of the king. So kavod goes together with melech, v'yavoi melech ha-kavod. So here, when we say that the main thing is the name, it means that the most important attribute of Hashem, that Hashem wants that there should be recognition for in the world and in all the worlds, is the Malchus of Hashem. We're talking about Hashem's kingdom. Ki omru, because the Greek said, Kisvu lochem al keren hashoer, she'en lochem chelek belokei Yisrael. We want you to write on the horns of oxen, to the Jewish people, they said this, that you have no portion, you have no share in the Hashem of the Jewish people, meaning you deny Hashem. Ki rotzu lehizgaber daiko lahaver mehem shem Hashem chas v'shalom. Because the Greeks specifically wanted to use all of their power to remove from us the name of Hashem, Shehu HaTorah, which is synonymous with the Torah. Al kein, and for this reason, Hoyo Hanes Alidei Shemen Shel HaMenorah. The miracle of Hanukkah, the reversal of what the Greeks planned, came about through the oil of the menorah, Shehi Bechinas Shem, which is also the concept of a name, a good name. Kemay Shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 7, Toiv Shem Mi Shemen Toiv. A name, a good name, is better than a good oil. We see that the name is compared to Shemen. And as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, in the first chapter, L'reach Shmonecho Toivim, Shemen Turak Shemecho. Your name will shine, will be embellished with Shemen, with oil. Ki Hashem Hu HaKovoid. Because once again, when we talk about the name, that's the honor and the respect of a person or a family. The HaKovoid Hu Iker Ho'oyer HaMeir. And Kovoid is the main light that shines. Kamei Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, chapter 43, The Ho'oretz He'iro Mechvoidoi. The world was lit up with his honor. So we see that when we're talking about light, spiritual light, we're talking about Kovoid. That the spiritual light is a display of Hashem's Kovoid, or Kovod HaTorah, or the Kovod of Talmidei Chachamim. V'zeo b'chinas oyer hanes shel Chanukah. And this is the concept of the light of the miracle of Chanukah. Shehu b'chinas oyer Hashem v'hakovod. That's the light of Hashem's name and Hashem's Kovod, the Torah, which received a renewal, a rejuvenation. Shemamshichin u'megalim al yedei pirsum hanes. We draw this light, this kovod, this name of Hashem, and we publicize it to the world through the light of the miracle of Chanukah. Shehu bechinas oyer Hashem v'kovod shemamshir megalim ayidei pirsum hanes, which we publicize when we publicize the miracle of Chanukah. Sheoz nizgadel shmoi u'kvod yisporach. That causes Hashem's name and Hashem's honor to be revealed, to be broadcasted, and to be elevated. Kemoy Shekosuv, as we say in Al Hanisim, Ulecho Osiso Shem Godoil V'Kodosh Bolamecho, that as a result of the whole story of Chanukah and the miracles of Chanukah, you, Hashem, made a great and holy name for yourself in the world. So we see that this is the focus. This is the focus of Yiddishkeit. This is what Hashem's intention was in the creation and the world. Hagdolas Shmo Yisborach. Ki ikar oyer haner shel mitzvah, shehu b'chinas ner Chanukah, hu oyer ha-toira, shehu b'chinas Hashem ha-kodosh. Because the main light of the mitzvah candles of Chanukah is the light of the Torah, which is Hashem's name, as we mentioned before. Ki oyraisa shmodekut shibrichu kanal. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, now Rav Nosson Zal connects the candles and the light with the Torah, as the Pasuk says, kiner mitzvah v'toira oyer. So we see that the Ner Shel Mitzvah, the Ner Chanukah, is really all about the Oyer HaTorah. Ki Iker HaOyer Hu Hashem Shehu HaKovod Shelo Yisborah. Because the main light comes from the name, which is the honor, Shemeir Bekol HaOlamos, which lights up all the worlds. V'zeh Shom Razal, and this is why the Gemara tells us, Al Neirois HaMenorah, regarding the candles of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdosh, Shehu Eidus Shehashchino Shoyra B'Yisrael. The Gemara says that the miracle of the candles that they lit in the Beis HaMikdosh, whereby the first candle that they lit was the last one to be extinguished, and other miracles related to it, are a testimony that Hashem is with us, that the Shekhinah is present with Klal Yisrael. Ki oyer ner shel mitzvah hu bechinas oyer hisgalus shmoyu kvoide yisborah. Because the light of these mitzvah candles is synonymous with Hashem's light, the light of Hashem's honor, Hashem's kavod, Hashem's name, shehu bechinas hashroas hashchinah, which is the definition of this term that's used throughout the Torah, the Shekhinah resting on a person, or the Shekhinah resting in a place, means kavyochel Hashem is placing his name, his kovoid, his light in that place. When we talk about the Beis HaMikdosh, in Birkas HaMozon, we describe it as Habayis HaGodol VaKodosh Shenikro Shimcha Olav. This is the great and holy house upon which your name is placed. The name of Hashem is upon the Beis HaMikdosh. And we know that we talk about the Beis HaMikdosh as the place of the Hashroas HaShechina, where the Shechina is there. And the Shechina is synonymous with the Malchus of Hashem, the Kovod of Hashem. V'alkein hoyo hanes shel Chanukah b'neirois hamenorah daika. And this is why the miracle of Chanukah took place specifically regarding the candles of the menorah, which is light, which is Torah, which is Shem Hashem, HaKoil Bishvil HaGdolas Shmo Yisbarchanal, to show us that this is the focus. The Yevonim wanted to lessen Hashem's name. They wanted to make Hashem smaller. Hashem should have less recognition in the world, or zero recognition in the world. They wanted to replace the Torah with Greek culture. The reversal of that is total recognition of Hashem's name and light and Torah. The Yevonim wanted Hashem's name to be forgotten through the decrees that they made to prevent us from fulfilling the Torah, which is the name of Hashem. Therefore, that's why the miracle took place with the Chanukah candles, Shehein Bechinas Hagdolas Shmoi Ukvoida Yisborach, which are all about increasing Hashem's name and kovoid. We quoted the pasuk Vohoretz Heiro Michvoidai. The world shines from the kovoid of Hashem. The world is lit up with Hashem's kovoid. So these candles are a display of kvoid shomaim, kovoid of Hashem. Paragraph Lamed Ches. V'chein Mavoyer Besoif Hamaisanal. And so too, we see explained at the end of the 11th story in Sipurei Maaseis, the story of the Ben Melech and Ben Shivcha Shenechlefu, the story of the prince and the son of the maidservant that got switched, which this entire halacha is based on, Shehashem hu bechinas oyer haner, that the name is synonymous with the light of the candle. Kemavur Sham Besoif, as Rabbeinu Zal tells over there at the end of the story, Shehalavona Oichezes Biyodoner, that the moon holds a candle in its hand, Vehioimeres Lahachama, and the moon tells the sun, Mipneima Kisha'ato Bo Ainli Shame. Why is it that when you show up on the scene, I have no recognition, I have no name, I disappear in a sense? Kishraga betiaro mai mahani. We have the famous expression in the Gemara, a candle by day, by daylight, what does it help? It doesn't serve any purpose. Ayin Shom, look over there at the end of the story. Nimtza, we see from that line in the story, Shehaner hu bechinas shem, that the candle is the name. The moon is holding this candle, and when the candle serves no purpose, the moon says, I have no name. So we see that the inyan of lighting candles is an inyan of turning on and the kavod of Hashem, kavod shamayim. This applies to Hanukkah candles, and we'll see later, this applies to any candles, shel mitzvah, the ner shel Shabbos, when we light a candle in memory of somebody who passed away, a yahrzeit candle, because each and every single person in the world, each and every Jew that's born, increases the kavod of Hashem. Till now, Hashem was king over 326 people. Now he's king over 327. Each new Jewish child that's born increases the malchus of Hashem, the kavod of Hashem. When a Jew leaves the world, the malchus of Hashem becomes decreased, diminished. We say Kaddish, Yisgadal v'Yisgadash. The Arizal says the word Yisgadal is Tagi Dal. The crown has become diminished, decreased. The Malchus of Hashem has become smaller, lessened. That's why, which means Hashem's name has become smaller. That's why we light a candle. The lighting of the candle is increasing, turning on, reactivating the Oyer, which is the Kovoid, which is the Malchus. Paragraph Lamates. Here again, if you see Rav Nosson Zal is dwelling on something, it's not because he ran out of what to say or he didn't have other topics to talk about. If he's dwelling on this topic of name, it's because this is a very major, major topic in Yiddishkeit. And those people that don't make an issue of it, they're simply closing their eyes. We know that when a child gets a bris milah, one of the most important things that they give a name to the child, naming of a child. And the whole concept of a reputation, we talk about somebody having a good reputation or a bad reputation, is all about the name. This issue of shame is a very big deal. And we saw before that our only contact with Hashem is via his names. The names of the Malchus of Hashem, which is how, that's Hashem's face in this world. The only face that we see of Hashem, the only presence that we can touch, that we can speak about, is the names of Hashem. So this is a very, and throughout the Torah, if you look, the names are mentioned thousands of times. We have a chumash that begins Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael. These are the names that. What's the bit? Why does it just say Ve'ele B'nei Yisrael? These were. What's why are we make? Why are we dwelling so much on this issue of a name? Obviously, because a name is a very, very choshuv thing, as we've seen, and as we're going to see more and more. Because that whole switch that took place in the story that Rabbeinu Zal told between the prince, the Ben HaMelech, and the Ben HaShivcha, Shehu Bechinas Sheker, and we saw, we explained before how Avodim, slaves, servitude, represents Sheker, Shehu Bechinas Hechle Atmurois, which is all based on that place in heaven called the Hechle Atmurois, where things, souls get switched, Shemisham nimshachim kol hachilufim v'hashkorim sheba'olam. That's the source, that's the origin of all switches and all lies and falsehoods that are found in this olam hasheker, in this world of falseness that we live in. Shemachlifin ho'emes b'sheker, where truth gets switched, gets replaced by falsehood. Va'oimrim la tzadik rosha, v'la rosha tzadik. And they call the tzadik a rosha. They find all kinds of faults and flaws in the tzadik. And they take a rosha, and he's the one, they make him, they glorify him. They call him the tzadik. Kol b'chinas ha-sheker v'achilof hazeh, hu rak b'chinas ha-shem. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you think about it a little, all of these switches and changes are all about a name change. That's all that all it's really about, changing the name of the thing or the person or the title. Shemeshakrim umachlifim es hashem mizelazer. They're taking a title that belongs to this person and giving it to a different person. And they're taking a title that belongs to a certain piece of item, something that's really scrap metal, And they're calling it gold because it's painted gold. It's made to look exactly like gold, even though it's not. It's scrap metal. It's nothing. It's a cheap piece of junk. And this thing is dressed up to look like it's something valued at hundreds of thousands of dollars. Kemoi b'hamaisa b'atzmanal, as we find in the story itself there that Rabbeinu Zal told, shehechlifo hamiyaledes es havlodois, whereby the midwife switched the two babies. Veheinicho es ben hamelech etzla shivcha, she took the son of the king and put him by the maidservant, uben hashivcha etzla hamalka, and she took the baby of the maidservant and put it by the queen. And this caused the world to be mistaken. V'savru, and they thought sheben hashivcha hu ben hamelech, that the son of the maidservant is really the prince. Uben hamelech hu emes hu ben hashivcha, whereas the one who was really the prince, they thought he was the son of the maidservant. Rav Nosson Zal says, let's look at what's happening here. Hine ikar hachiluf. The only real change that took place here is in what they call this one and what they call that one. Because you can't change the body of the baby. This body over here physically came from the queen, came out of the queen's womb. And the other body came out of, so that can't be, the physical object itself can't be changed. Ki ben hamelech, because the prince, wherever he is, if he's being raised in a slum, if he's being raised in the house of the maidservant, he's still a prince. You can't change that. He is the Ben HaMelech. And the opposite also, the child that was born to the Shivcha, if you put him in the palace and you dress him up in all the royal garments, Hu Ben HaShivcha, he is still physically the son of the maidservant. Rak ikar hasheker v'achiluf hu b'hashem. The lie here, and the change that's taken place is simply a name change. That's all that happened. That's what this world is all about. When we talk about this world as being an oilam hasheker, it doesn't mean this guy is sheker. It means that simply the names have been switched to hide the identities. Hashem has been replaced by all kinds of other things. You know, the king has been replaced by servants and all kinds of the topsy-turvy of this world. Ki koru oisoi b'shem ben melech, shal yidei hachiluf gormo shekoru le ben hashiv hashem shal sheker, because as a result of this switch that the midwife did, they called the son of the maidservant, they called him by a false name. They called him Prince Charles or Prince Charming when he wasn't. He's really the son of the maidservant. Ki koru oisoi b'shem ben hamelech. They called him by the name of the prince. V'chein lehepech es ben hamelech koru sham b'shem ben hashivcha. Whereas the true prince, they're calling him by a different name. They're calling him by the name that's really the name of the child of the maidservant. And the same thing is true regarding all of the switches, all of the changes, and all the falseness of this world. For example, you could have an individual who is publicized, he is known by many people as a tzaddik, falsely, or you could have the opposite. That you have many people who oppose, who are against a certain true tzaddik, and they tell all kinds of lies about him, as if he were a Rasha. Or, could be you have a situation of two people who are both tzaddikim, Avol echol echod godoil mechaveroi alofim urevovois madregois belishir. However, one tzaddik is thousands or tens of thousands of levels above the other tzaddik. Now, there are people that hear this and they say, I don't get it. aren't all tzaddikim, they're tzaddikim. What's the difference? This tzaddik and that tzaddik. You know, he's a tzaddik. What are you making such a big... And we've mentioned many times that that's kfira. That's the opposite of Judaism. In Judaism, it's made perfectly clear that all tzaddikim are not equal. And there are vast, vast differences even among the tzaddikim. We've given examples many times. The Zohar HaKadosh gives the example of Noach, who is called Ish Tzaddik Tomim Hoyo B'Doyroisov. It's called a tzaddik, a tomim. And despite that, the flood is called Noah's flood, Mei Noach. And we have Avram Avinu, who the Zohar HaKadosh puts into a completely different league than Noach. He's a tzaddik, thousands of levels above Noach, because we find during his time, when Hashem wanted to destroy cities of Rishoim, Avram Avinu went to bat. He defended them as far as he thought he possibly could. And even though he didn't succeed in the end, because they were destroyed, but still he showed a different level of devotedness, of trying to save the world. And then the Zohar HaKadosh says, we take Moshe Rabbeinu, who's thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of levels above Avram Avinu, and we see a completely, Moshe Rabbeinu is given the title Raya Mehemna, Hashem's trustworthy shepherd, the one who never lets Hashem down and never lets the Jewish people down. He always stands by us and defends us on the highest levels. Ve'etzel ho'olam hu behepach. And in the world, it ends up sometimes being just the opposite of what the reality is. She'hakoton b'maylo, the tzaddik who's on a much lower level, hu godol u'mefursam etzlam oid, is great, and he has incredible recognition. Hundreds of tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers and people who know about him, etc. The hagodol b'mayla, and the tzaddik who could be much on a much, much higher level, koton etzlam, is considered by the majority of the world as being very small, relatively insignificant. And again, in similar to this, all the changes and switches and the things that are upside down in this world. On a general level, you know, speaking about on a global level, and on a more detailed level, in each and every individual country, again, you could have people who have recognition. They're being spoken about in Eretz Yisrael. You turn on the news. They have the news 5 minutes an hour, sometimes it's 2 minutes an hour. The news regarding 8 million people living in this country currently, and this country that's plugged into the entire world. And you turn on 99% of the news stations here for those 3 minutes, the only possible thing they could find to talk about is Bibi and Lily and Lily and Bibi and Bibi and what this one did and what this one's gonna do and what this one thought he did. And that's what's being recognized, that's what's being heard by hundreds of thousands of people on a daily basis. They're being made aware that this is where it's at, this is Eretz Yisrael, this is the country, this is the news, anything, this is what's important that's going on in the country. Anything else going on in the country is obviously less important. It didn't make it to the news. It's not newsworthy of being registered in those three. This is the Olam HaSheker that we're living in, that we're existing in. U'b'chol ir vo'ir. And this takes place in each and every city. In other words, on each level, you have this Sheker being perpetrated, or being continued. Kol elu hachilufim v'ashinuyim. So all of these switches, Heimrak bebechinas Hashem, are all basically entitled. Again, that they're referring, they're calling this guy prime minister. All of these guys, they've given them names. Either they've given themselves titles, or they've been voted in, whatever it is, to be given these titles of major, major importance. Ki hatzadik hoemes bechol mokoim shehu hu tzadik amiti. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the reality is, the real reality is, that the true tzaddik, wherever he is, if he's on page 1, or if he's on page 91, or if he doesn't make it onto any of those pages, he's still the tzaddik emes. He's in charge. He's running the world. He's Hashem's right hand, kaviyochum. Ve'oisoi bi'atzmoi, bevadai einam yocholim lahachlif chasashom. And him himself, the tzaddik, they can't change. They can't make him less tzaddik or more tzaddik. Whatever they choose to call somebody else, whoever they choose to publicize or play up or play down, that's not going to change the reality. Rak ikar hachiluf hu b'shem. The only change here, the only thing that's upside down here is the name. Shekoyren loy shem shel sheker, that they call somebody by a false name. That where sometimes when it comes to the true tzaddik, they make up lies about him and they say he's not a tzaddik. And again, this is on every level. This could be the religious people versus non-religious. This could be the Jews versus the other nations, etc. V'chein kisherosha oikoton b'mayla mefursam b'shem tzaddik godoil ma'oid. We know Rav Nosson Zal, a person who learns Likutei Halachos, knows that this is a person who chooses his words very carefully. Look, listen to the words he's saying. And so too, when you have a Rasha sometimes, or somebody who's on a very low level in religion, and yet he is mefursam, he is publicized, he is recognized, b'shem tzaddik godoil ma'oid, as being a very great tzaddik. Be'emes, the truth is, afal pikein, that despite that, zeh hamafursam, this very well-known person, b'chol mokim shehu, wherever he is, hu kemoy shehu, he is who he is. They're not going to, if you put him on page one, and if you give him all the publicity, all the recognition in the world, that's not going to change the reality of who he is and who he isn't. Whether he really is a tzaddik or not, or how great. Rak ikar hasheker v'achiluf hu b'shem. So the lie, the falseness here, the change, the switch, is all about the name. Shekoyrim loy shem shel tzaddik godol b'sheker. That they're calling this person a chief rabbi or a great rabbi falsely. V'chol ze mevor u'muvon heitev b'hatoyra Al-Bereshis Leinei Kol Yisroel. All of this is very, very well explained in the chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 67, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Mevoy Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Sheyesh Mo'oirei Oir U'Mo'oirei Yesh, that there's light and there's fire. Ayin Shom Heitev, study that chapter in Likutei Moran well. Mevoy Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Sheshem HaTzadikim Hamitiyim, that the name of the names of the true tzaddikim are synonymous with the name of Hashem kaviyochel, kishmoi meshutof bishmenu, because the Torah says Hashem partners with our names. Hashem places His name upon the tzaddikim. Shevet horo uveni, they're called shiftei ko, the shvotim of Hashem yudkei. V'chol ma shehatzadik ho'emes mefursam yoiser, and the more that a true tzaddik is given more recognition, is publicized more and more well known, sheyesh loy shem godoy boilam, that his name becomes glorified more in the world, sheyesh loy shem godoy boilam yoiser, whereby his name becomes greater in the world, nigdal beyoiser shem Hashem. Hashem achieves greater recognition. The more the true tzaddik becomes publicized, the more Hashem becomes publicized. Because the true tzaddikim are the ones who don't take any kavod for themselves whatsoever. All the recognition that they're being given, they're going to just play hot potato with it and pass it right on to Hashem. They're going to say, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'nachnu mo, we are nothing." What do you mean you're nothing? You just did all of these miracles in all the makos in Egypt. You just split the Red Sea. You just did all of this, right? Moshe Rabbeinu said, wrong. You guys got it all wrong. I was the Kehle, I was a Shliya, nothing more. This is all Hashem. What do you think I am? I'm nothing. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and this is the message that the true tzaddikim are broadcasting all the time. Elisha Novi, when he performed the miracle, when he sent Gehazi up ahead to try to help the situation. The Gemara says that Gehazi, on the way, people saw him running. They said, where are you going? I'm going to perform a miracle. I'm going to do Tchias HaMesim. That's why he did nothing. He did zero. He tried to do it to bring back to life the child of Shlamas. He didn't succeed. When Elisha Navi came, Elisha Navi said that this is all Hashem. Nothing, you know. Hashem is giving, Hashem takes life, Hashem gives life, you know. He didn't take any personal credit whatsoever for what he did. So Rabbeinu Zal writes there that the true tzaddik, the more he is glorified and publicized, the more Hashem is being glorified and publicized. Ulehepech has shown, and the opposite also holds true. Kishenelam shem hatzadik oemes, the more that the true tzaddik is covered up and is hidden or is blasphemized, has shown, v'nizgatlin v'nifsparsim boilam shem mefursamim shel sheker, and people who are false leaders, people who are not true tzaddikim, are being portrayed as if they're the true tzaddikim and they're being given the publicity and the recognition. Azai nesalim chas v'sholom shem Hashem. Then Hashem's name and Hashem's honor becomes lessened, becomes decreased, becomes covered up. Umizgaber shem hatuma chas v'sholom. And the impure, the names of impurity, the sitrachra, becomes publicized more. Shehu bechinas mo'ireyesh, which is represented, symbolized by fire. Ki shem hatzadik, shu bechinas shem Hashem, hu bechinas mo'ireyor. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the name of the tzadik, which is bechinas shem Hashem, we find interestingly that all the sforim say that when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should refer to him as Hashem. Hashem means the name. That's how Jews refer to Hashem most of the time. We call Hashem Hashem. We're not supposed to call him by his name, so we refer to him by the word Hashem. It's brought that the word Hashem is Oisi Ois Moshe. That these two, Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik, is mevatel himself totally to Hashem. He nullifies, negates himself totally to Hashem. So that any accomplishment, any glory, anything that he's achieving, is automatically, it's Hashem who's doing it. I'm nothing. I am botel totally to Hashem. So the true tzaddik, the name of the true tzaddik, is Moirei Oyer. Ulehepech shem shel sheker, shem hatuma, hu bechinas Moirei Yesh. Whereas the names of the false leaders, those are referred to as shem hatuma, that's Moirei Yesh, that's fire. Umuvan shom, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, She'ikar ha'chiluf v'hatois v'hasheker sheboilam hu bebechinas Hashem daika. That the main problem in this world, the fact that this world is called an oilam ha'sheker, the problem is simply that they switch names. They gave the wrong titles to the wrong people. The people that they call supposedly the most respected and are the ones who are the least respected, deserve the least respect, and the people who are given the least reputable titles are the ones who deserve the highest degree of respect. V'chol zehu bechinas hadlokas ner Chanukah. And this is all the concept of lighting Chanukah candles, shehu lahamshich oyer ho'emes boilam, which is all about bringing the light of truth into the world, as we discussed many pages back. Shehu bi'atzmoi bechinas shem Hashem, which is all about what Hashem's name is all about. Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Shehu Bechinas Shem Yisrael Am Kodesh Beklolius. This is also the name of the Jewish nation on a global level, on a general level. Bechinas Shem HaTzadikim Amitim, and also the concept of the name of the true Tzadikim. Shezeh Iker Ho Emes. That's the ultimate truth in this world. That's the real truth in this world, is the name of Hashem, the name of the tzaddikim. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, ve'emes Hashem li'olam. Hashem is true eternally, permanently. We see this oneness between Hashem and emes. V'kod shebrichu v'oiraisa v'yisroel kulachad. And we know that Hashem, and the Torah and the Jewish people are all one. This the Zohar Kodesh uses this expression, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jews are one. Kishmoi meshutav bishmeinu, because Hashem's name is attached to our name. So Hashem and Klal Yisrael go together. We have in this week's Parsha, I believe, I'm almost positive that Rashi brings it in Parshas Yisroel, or at furthest in Parshas Beshalach, Rashi brings it at a place that Hashem said, anyone that starts up with you is starting up with me. Anyone that starts up with the Jews is starting up with me. That wording that Rashi quotes from the Gemara, that Hashem says, you and I are one in the set. Hashem and Klal Yisrael are one. Ki ikar hizgalus ho'emes hu bebechinas Hashem. Because the main revelation of truth is in the name, the title. What title we put on something? We mark the bracelet gold, or we mark the bracelet tin, or whatever it is. That's the emes, in how the emes is being presented in this world. Shelo yachlif es Hashem kanal, that we shouldn't change the name, we shouldn't give something the wrong name or the wrong title. Call it something when it's not really that. We call something sweet when it's poison, when it kills, it destroys people, chas v'shalom. V'chein be'ikro hu emuna b'Hashem Yisborach, and so true regarding the essence of faith in Hashem, ikar ha-pegam shel oiv de'akum, shubchinas kfiris, hu rak bebchinas Hashem HaKodosh. The main pegam of the oiv de'avodah zarah, what was their main thing they went against? They went against the name of Hashem. Kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, oz huchal likroi b'shem Hashem. When the Torah introduces the topic of idol worship, it says, then they started calling these other things by the title Hashem. They started using the term Hashem, creator, for all of this other nonsense, for trees and for the sun and the moon and all kinds of stuff. Look at the wording in the Torah. Oz hucha likroi b'shem Hashem. Then they started naming these things, giving these things the name of Hashem. Upirish Rashi, shehischilu likrois eshmois ho'atzabim, b'shem Hashem. They started calling these idols, these different idols that they designated, by Hashem's name. Lasois elilim, they started making idols, manufacturing idols, v'likroisam b'shem elikim, and calling them elokim, calling them Hashem's. V'zebechinas, and this is also what the Torah says, v'shem elikim acherim loisazkiru. You do not mention the names of others, of idols. Note again how the Torah focuses on the name, that the issue is calling them Hashem's. If you call it a piece of wood, you call it a statue, it's one thing. But you start calling that G-O-D or other titles, that's the real problem. Ukamesha Kosov, and as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya 26, Levad Becho Naskir Shmecho. Only regarding you do we mention your name. We only give you, Hashem, this name, this title, Master of the World, Creator. We don't give that name to other things. Upirish Rashi, Shaloi Naskir Shimcha Chas V'Shalom, Al Shmois Ho'elilim Chas V'Shalom. We will not mention your name, Chas V'Shalom, and place it on these other idols and stuff. Rak b'chol levad naskir shemecha. We will apply your titles and your names to you only, Hashem. V'ze b'chinas chet doyer haflaga. And this was the sin of the doyer haflaga in the beginning of time. She'omru, if you take a look again in the Chumash, what did they say? What exactly did they say? What was their crime? And this is so important, because people learn about this and they think that this is, again, this is prehistoric history with the apes and the fossil. This is a billion years ago. They don't realize that this is today. We'll show in a moment. What does it say over there in the Torah? That a bunch of guys got together and they said, we got a great idea. There's probably or possibly this other guy who made everything, who's the boss. Let's see if we can get rid of him so we can be the boss. So they said, Nivne lono migdol. Let's make for ourselves a tower. Veroishoim, and it's the top of it. It will reach up to the heavens, they said. Venase lonu shame. And we will make a name for ourselves. That's what the Torah says. What was their goal? What was the real issue? They weren't in the construction market. That wasn't their issue. Their issue was nase lonu shame. Let's make a name for ourselves. This creator, the whole reason for creation was that he wanted to make a name for himself. Let's see if we can change all of that. Let's see if we can make a name for ourselves. Venase lonu shame. Sherotzu lahamshich shem Hashem al inyonei avodah zarah shelahem. They wanted to place the name of Hashem, draw Hashem's name on their idols, on things that they would designate as symbolizing the leadership of the world, the control of the world. The Zohar HaKadosh says that that pasuk is written about people who build Jewish institutions, synagogues, and other institutions. Because again, the Torah describes it as an institution which reaches up to heaven. So we're not talking about secular stuff. We're talking about religious stuff. But again, their main purpose in building it is that you can be the president, and I can be the vice president, and he can be the chairman, so that each one of us can make a name for ourselves. And again, we can rotate it every 4 years, so everybody gets in on the deal. Everybody gets to have some kavod. Forgetting that the real purpose of a shul is that all the kavod should be directed in one direction only, upstairs, to Hashem. The purpose of a sin, it's called Habayis HaGodol HaKodosh Shenikro Shimcholov, that in a Jew, in a holy place, we ain't looking to see whose name is up on the wall 6 inches and who's got it 12 inches, who's got his name in bigger letters and in neon letters. In a shul, the only name that we really want to see is Shem Hashem. That's what it's really all about. It's about Hagdolas Shem Hashem. And in this Oilam HaSheker, the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Sotan, the Yetzirah, has gone so far to come into Klal Yisrael, to come into religion, to come into religious institutions where those things are being converted, are being misused for personal kavod. People are forgetting what the whole mission is. What's the mission statement? The mission statement is greatness of Hashem. And here again, we can build yeshivas. I mentioned that sometimes I once saw a brochure, 5-6 pages, describing a yeshiva, an Orthodox observant yeshiva. In all 5-6 pages, there was no mention at all of Hashem. The term Hashem was not mentioned. People say, how in the world could that be? How can a Jewish religious institution be describing their mission, and in their mission, there is no mention whatsoever? Hashem is totally, totally, totally absent. Something's wrong here. Something, we misunderstood something. We forgot something. Alkein v'alkein, and therefore, kol ho avoinois shenimshocha me'hayetzahara, all the sins that are caused by the Yetzahara, shesharoshoi mibchinas kelachir kfirus, the Yetzahara whose source is idol worship, this kelachir, this kfira, alkein kol ho avoinois nikroim poigem bishmois borachashom. That's why the terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, in Sifrei Chassidus, in Sifrei Musar, is that we committed a transgression against the name of Hashem. It's called a pigam in Shem Hashem. Kama shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh kama pomim, as the Zohar HaKadosh writes in many places, the meshaker b'shmo d'malka. The person is falsifying the name of the king. That's the language, the lingo that's used. Ukama yishonu b'vakshim b'tfilah, and as we ask in some of our prayers, Usamale kol hashemois shepogamti b'shimcha godol. Hashem, help me be zoicha through this mitzvah that I'm about to perform, that any defects, any pigam that I caused in the names of Hashem should be rectified, should be corrected through this mitzvah that I'm about to do. Valyedei ner Chanukah, Mamshichim Oyer Hoemes Boilam. And through the Hanukkah candles, we're drawing this light of truth in the world, Shehu Bechinas Amitas Hashem Degdusha, which means the truth regarding Hashem, the holy name of Hashem. Shaloi lahachlif shem Hashem chas v'shalom b'shem elikim acherim. Not to replace Hashem with other idols, you know, or any other replacements. Here again, you have scientists that will say, scientists say that such and such, instead of attributing the credit for what's taking place, or nature, they'll use all kinds of substitutions, as long as we don't mention the name of Hashem. It's told about during Rabbi Nazal's time, which is when the Reform movement was really getting started. And one of the major foundations of it was in the city of Uman. And when Rabbi Nazal went there, he met three aristocrats, three Jews, who were as anti-religious as could be in those days. And Rabbi Nosson Zal writes, these three made a pact between them that they would not mention the term Hashem. Hashem, G-O-D, no one's allowed to use that word. Again, that's the issue here. The issue is either glorifying or publicizing Shem Hashem, or covering it, erasing it. When we talk about Amalek, that his mission statement is to erase the name of Hashem. And therefore, Hashem's mission statement is Yemach Shemoi, that's the word we use, to erase his name and his memory, that kind of thing. Shehem HaKfirus VaHaKiros Shel HaPhilosophim. The Rav Nosson Zal writes here, that through the light of Hanukkah, we draw the light of truth in the world, so that Hashem should not be replaced with all these substitutions that the philosophers and these scientists try to replace Hashem with. Shemechapim al Hashem Yisborach dvorim asher lo kein, where they try to heap things on Hashem that aren't true. The ikar hakfirus shelahem, and their main denial is hu b'shem Hashem daika. Their main is, again, covering up the name, Hashem's name, Hashem's reputation, Hashem's glory. Dahainu b'hatoyra k'doisha. The main thing that they take issue, that they try to erase, is the holy Torah, shehu shmo dekutche brichu, which we said is the name of Hashem. Ube'inyan hanhogois av yisporach, v'ashgachosei haprotis al kol dover. And also, regarding Hashem, how Hashem conducts the world, and how he supervises every single detail of everything going on in the world, these are the things that they try to deny and cover up. Shekol zeh hu bechinas shem Hashem. All of that is included in this term, shem Hashem. Hashem's name means his glory, his mission, what he does. When we talk about a person did something, he accomplished something, that's called making a name for himself. You got a person who built up a city, let's say. His building up of the city is how he made a name. That's his name. He is named, I have a case, I remember in the United States, one of the great builders was a guy, Sam Lefrak, and they had a whole neighborhoods that were called the Lefrak buildings. Yeah? Again, what do you mean? The building is Lefrak? The building? No, the guy that built it, this is his accomplishment. So his accomplishment is registered on his name. And the world and everything in it, we know who built it, who made it, Hashem. So the more that we recognize, the more we give the recognition for everything in this world to Hashem, the more we're acknowledging who the true creator is. And the philosophers and those who try to take away, to move the recognition away from Hashem, and to use all kinds of other terms to replace as substitutions for Hashem, whether it's nature, whether it's scientific fact, and all of those things, that's the opposite of this. Shekol ze hu b'china shem Hashem, she'ikar hanhogas kol ho'ilomois v'chiyusam nimshach al yidei shem Hashem hamachayes kulam. We know that the whole conduct, the running of all the worlds, and what gives life to all the worlds is coming via the name of Hashem, which is how Hashem is giving chiyus to all the worlds. V'heim roitzim l'shaker b'shmo d'malka kadisha. And these people are looking to deny the name of the Holy King. U'boidim milibom al pisvarosam kfiris gedoilois bedarke hashgachosoi vanagosoi umoifsav hanayroim, and they make up in their own minds, using their own logic, they try to deny miracles, they try to say it was a natural phenomenon, all of those kind of things, to deny Hashem's hashgacha and the miracles, the koifrim batoira, and they deny the Torah. Shekol zeh hu b'china shem Hashem. All of this is represented by the term shem Hashem. Shezeh b'chinas malchus yovan oroshe shu. This is the concept of the kingdom of the Greeks. Shehem chochmas yovan. And this is also the concept of Greek culture upon which many of the cultures that we have till today date back to the Greek culture and are based on the foundations of Greek culture. During that time, secular knowledge and wisdom was found most by them, by the Greeks. They were the masters of it at that time. Al kein omdu al Yisrael, and therefore they rose up against the Jewish people, lahashkicham toirosoi u'mitzvoiso, to try to get us to forget the Torah and mitzvois, to substitute their cultures and their secular wisdoms and sciences for our Torah. Kihem rotzu lezgaber daiko al shem Yisrael daiko. Because again, they wanted to destroy the name, the title Jew, to erase that, that the Jews should assimilate and become part of everybody else. Shehu ha-Torah, which is, and erasing the name of the Jewish people means erasing the Torah, Shehu Shmo Yisborach HaMeshutav Bishmein, which is Hashem's name, which is attached to ours. V'yalkein Osa Hashem Yisborach HaNes Daika Yidei Neras HaMenorah, and this is why Hashem performed the miracle that turned it all around, was via the candles, Shehem Oyer Hashem HaKodesh, which we said is synonymous with the light of Hashem's name, Ukvoid Yisborach, and His honor, Bechinas Oyer Hoemes. And this is what we're trying to achieve when we light the Hanukkah candles. Hashem has given us this holy mitzvah to give us life, spiritual life, today. When we're deep in today's exile, in today's darkness, when the sheker is even stronger than it was thousands of years ago. Because then, when the miracle of Hanukkah took place, the Jewish people were already in a state of exile. Because even though it was in the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, afal pikein geula shnia loy hoyse geula shleima, that second geula was not, that second redemption was not a complete redemption. Kihoyu meshubodim tachas malchus poras v'yovan. The Jews were still subjugated under the authority of Persia and the Greeks. Ukemu mavura b'divrei Hazal, as the Gemara tells us. Alkein tzofa Hashem Yisborach, therefore Hashem foresaw shehoakum mizgabrim al Yisrael, that the Jews aren't out of the dirt yet. We're not free, a free nation yet. The goyim are still going to be hounding us and harassing us and exiling us. The Yisrael yihyeh begolus zman rav moed, and the Jewish people are still going to be serving many, many years in exile. Umisgaber ben hoeved al ben amelech chas v'shalom, and the son of the maidservant is going to be on top of and control of the true prince. To the point where this is even going to spill over inside the Jewish people, that among the Jewish people themselves, the sheker and the emes are going to be in a state where the sheker will be mizgaber over the emes, and the truth is going to be spread out. People are not going to know where is the real truth. This one says each one is presenting themselves as if they are the true representation of the Jewish people, as if they are really representing the Jewish people. this one says, the prime minister is he's representing, and the, this cleric is he's present each one. And it's for this reason that Hashem has given us this mitzvah, this holy mitzvah of Chanukah. Shaydeze yesh lanu koyach lahamshich oyer hoemes b'chol shana v'shana. This gives us the ability to renew, to try to bring a new light of truth into the world every single year, to battle against the falseness of this year. And thereby bring and elevate the name of truth in the world, and to destroy the impurity of the slave, shehu hasheker, which is falseness, and to elevate and glorify the true Ben Melech, shehem shem Yisrael, which is the name of the Jewish people, bichlal, on a general level, the shem hatzadikim amitim, and the name, the honor of the true tzadikim, shehem bechinas shem Hashem. They are the closest ones to the shem Hashem.